You're listening to SBS News.
When you live in Tokyo for any length of time, you become quite familiar with the groups of right-wing nationalists in their vans who drive around the city blaring out nationalist music. Or like today, here in the centre of Tokyo, outside Shinbashi Station, where one particular group is trying to rouse the populace to support their nationalist cause.
They're often dismissed as fringe extremists. But there are at least 1,000 of these groups in Japan, with 100,000 members. This one is called Subjects of the Great Japanese Emperor, and it's led by Hirotomi Igarashi. 75 years after Hiroshima, he says it's time for Japan to scrap its pacifist constitution and build its own nuclear weapons.
We need to acquire nuclear weapons so that the bomb will never be dropped on our homeland again, especially now with the threat from China. China has some 300 nuclear missiles aiming at Japan, and we have North Korea. That country is like a madman holding a knife.
Each year, on August the 6th, Japan stops to remember the tens of thousands incinerated at Hiroshima and to recommit itself to the abolition of nuclear weapons. But 3 years ago, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe broke that tradition. He refused to sign a new UN treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. That refusal shocked and angered many Hiroshima survivors, people like 83-year-old Keiko Ogura.
I was surrounded by a tremendous flush, you know.
From her home in the city, she told me she fears Japan's commitment to never building nuclear weapons is weakening.
Survivors have a strong fear. We have many power plants. That means there are materials, plutonium we have, and we have the technology to create nuclear weapons. Might be easy if we said go.
If it wanted to, experts believe Japan could build a nuclear weapon very quickly. It has a stockpile of 47 tons of plutonium, more than any other non-nuclear weapons state. Few people here want to talk about it. The histories of Hiroshima and Nagasaki mean it is still a taboo subject, even today. But the view that Japan may one day have to build its own nuclear deterrent reaches well beyond the far-right fringe, even into the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The reason Japan hasn't gone nuclear up to now is because it's protected under America's nuclear umbrella. That was until Donald Trump was elected president.
Maybe they would, in fact, be better off if they defend themselves from North Korea. Maybe
with
we
nukes.
Would be better off, including with nukes, yes.
For the first time in post-war history, there is now a president in the White House who has openly and repeatedly said it is time for Japan to defend itself, including building its own nuclear weapons. Dr. Steve Fetter worked in the Obama White House on national security policy.
I think that is the biggest change, the biggest cause for concern. If Japan is moving in a direction of relying more on its own capabilities, I believe that's primarily because of a loss of credibility in U.S. security guarantees for Japan. And that's the most urgent task for a new administration, is to restore confidence.
As Hiroshima marks the 75th anniversary of its annihilation, world attention is focused elsewhere on a different scourge. But in Japan and in Taiwan and even in South Korea, politicians are now starting to consider what would happen if America's vast military really did go home.